Mr. V. Shankar, Honorary Secretary of the South Indian Education Society, to render the welcome address.
మాలా సుధాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారిజాత అపార కారుణ్య సుధాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబ ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం విత్ బెనిడిక్షన్ టు జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి వాగ్దేవి సరస్వతి దట్ రిపాజిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఇస్ నాలెడ్జ్ కల్చర్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ లర్నింగ్ ఐ బో టు వేర్ ఎస్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలెం ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ టు కమమరేట్ 75 years the platinum jubilee of the South Indian Education Society. It was as if the other day the South Indian Education Society was registered under the Society's Registration Act of 1860 and the SIS High School came into being at the Shangani Garage in King Circle. Time has indeed flown. Like the proverbial banyan tree, the South Indian Education Society has grown over time, bringing within its influence diverse cultures, thoughts and processes. From kindergarten to PhD, the campuses of the society today encompass about 20,000 students. What is there in 75 years in the history of an institution? Institutions are structured for perpetuity. They are designed for longevity. It is just not in the number of years, but how well you lead those years that would make the difference. పరివతీని సంసారే మృతకోవాన జాయతే సజాత యస్య జాతేన యాతి వంశం సమన్వితం సేస్ రాజా భర్తృహరి. ఇన్ దిస్ ట్రాన్సియంట్ వరల్డ్ హూ కెన్ ఎస్కేప్ ద సైకిల్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్, బట్ దట్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ వర్త్ వైల్ విచ్ వర్క్స్ ఫర్ ద అప్లిఫ్ట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ హ్యుమానిటీ యాజ్ అ హోల్. ది 75 years హ్యావ్ ఇన్ డీడ్ బీన్ ఈవెంట్ఫుల్. కౌంట్లెస్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ హ్యావ్ పాస్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద పోర్టల్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్. మెన్ అండ్ ఉమెన్ ఆఫ్ క్యారెక్టర్ అండ్ కన్విక్షన్ have been created out of the ordinary tiny thoughts that have been entrusted to the care of the institutions in their formative years as they came into the institutions. Friends, history is a pact between the dead, the living and the unborn. Generations which ignore history have neither a past nor do they have a future. Once we discover the reality of life, we learn from the lessons of the past, live through the current and look forward to future. And that's what we do on a milestone occasion like this, when we glance down the memory lane as to what all things have brought us to this level, take a stock of what we have done today and go ahead in the years forward. As we rededicate ourselves to the cause of education, to further this cause that our forefathers have given unto us, it's time to honor all those who have passed out of the portals of this institution, distinguished themselves in their field of specialization, who have held atop the flag of this institution, men and women who have stamped infinity on the thought and process of this nation, and who have contributed to the reservoir of goodness of this nation. Equally so, we remember all those succeeding generations of management and the faculty whose selfless service has brought us to this preeminent position today. Over these 75 years, there have been many ups and downs. We have seen declines, we have seen events which have brought in despair and despondency. There have been equally been occasions where there has been cheer and shine. What has been constant all over this period is the supreme sacrifice the succeeding managements have done to ensure that the institution stays afloat and carries on the noble work that it has been entrusted to it. Friends, India is indeed shining. There has never been in the history of this free country in the past 61 years of a renaissance that is being witnessed as it is today. There is an euphoria which is spreading across the length and breadth of the country. A new degree of optimism seems to have gripped the nation. The era of plenty is no longer a dream. Core sectors of the economy are being addressed with greater precision, currency and understanding. And this newfound hope that has come to this nation has also brought about a redefinition of development. The Western world has at last realized that the sleeping tiger of Southeast Asia has indeed woken up. This development, which is core to the growth of this nation, as it finds a new meaning and understanding, we also find that the developed India of 2020 is no longer a mirage in the desert of time. In fact, we are privileged, honored, and blessed to have with us one who has inspired all of us to this development. One who held the office of the President of India with great distinction, devotion, and dedication. And who in fact gave this nation that call for second independence, an independence which is related to development of a developed India by 2020 AD. It is in the background of this optimism that we are celebrating our Platinum Jubilee celebrations. In fact, this celebration started last year on a very high note. The International Conference on Medical History, the Evolution of Medicine, was a runaway success. 32 delegates came from Europe, paying for their expenses, both for travel and lodging in India, bringing to fore the quality and the caliber of the program. The fact that it was funded and supported by Wellcome Foundation UK is adequate testimony to the fact that these institutions of ours have indeed come of age. The science exhibition that was organized between December 15 to 17 showcased what science can do to humanity. Dr. R. Chidambaram came to inaugurate the exhibition. He came just to inaugurate, but he remained the full length of the day, inspired by what children had shown as to what science can do to this country. The regional seminar on media, the regional media, which is organized with the mass media departments, brought thinking hats from all over the country who deliberated on the future of regional media in this country. The exhibition on NGO products and services that was organized with the SIS College of Management Studies deserved a witness for the efforts that had gone into organizing a program like this. In this very same place where we are meeting today, we organized on the 3rd of February a function called as Guru Vandana to remember, felicitate all our retired teachers and staff. The smile on their face and the sense of joy at the reunion that had taken place. They could not believe that they will meet again after retirement. They came from all over the country. And that's the greatest Platinum Jubilee gift that could have been given to this institution. But the highest point of the celebrations is what is happening here today. The unfolding of the SIS Educational Assistance Trust at the blessed hands of Dr. Kalam is indeed the right beginning that can be done for the Platinum Jubilee celebrations. Who would disagree that the cost of higher education has indeed skyrocketed? It has virtually gone beyond the means of the lower and the middle class of the society, the underprivileged sections of the society. The 61 years of democracy is at peril if we were to shunt the large dominant majority of our population from the benefits of higher education. 1/3 of the world's poor are resident in this country. Of the 361 million children in the age group of 1 to 14, almost 161 million are girl children. 59 million children have not even seen what a school is, leave alone taking shelter in the school, even if there is an onset of monsoon during the rainy season. They haven't seen what a school is. 111 million children are engaged in farm labor or in child labor, getting an average measly income of 5 rupees per day. About 27 million children are born every year, and the dominant majority of them are the girl child. Not all of them see through the birth. 1/6 of them die at birth, and more than 50% do not cross their teens. It is in this background, despite the shine of this country, that we thought that something needs to be done, something needs to be addressed to this larger cause of development of this country. There can be no development without education. SIS seat is an humble manifestation of this urge in this society, however symbolic that be, however small that be, to ensure that the poor and the downtrodden are not denied the privileges of higher education. This fund will have a corpus of 7.5 crores, of which 3.75 crores would be funded by the society immediately, of which 75 lakhs will be given symbolically today. The balance 3.75 crores will come from the alumni of this institution and all those who are concerned with the welfare of this country, who are concerned with education as the main thrust cause for the growth of this nation. About 500 students would benefit from the scheme each year, and in about a decade's time, the size of a very large college, 5,000 students, would have benefited from this. Imagine if each one of the institutions affiliated to our mother university, the Bombay University, the University of Mumbai, were to take a cue from this and develop and structure based on their affordability capacity a scheme to take care of those who cannot afford higher education. This catastrophe that would befall the nation, the one that would bring down the benefits of democracy, would not be there. And this Mahalakshmi Kshetra of ours, this commercial capital of ours, would have given an answer to this burning problem that is facing this nation. And then I can tell you, the first solid step towards a developed India by 2020 would be achieved. Our forefathers have given unto us this noble cause of education. Education is just not learning. It's man-making. It's character formation. It is assimilation of ideas. Swami Vivekananda says, it's a tuning fork that elevates us to an higher realm of understanding. It's not that education that comes to our memory at the time of an examination. It's the one that kindles the spirit of inquiry, that promotes scientific research, and in the larger scheme of things, the Swamiji says, the one that ennobles life itself. Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself. This is this great task that this institution and several other institutions in this country are engaged in. We owe it to our forefathers to transfer down to posterity all that they have given to us. It's a virasat which has been given to us as trustees, to hold it and transfer it down with the same pristine purity and in the same manner to the generation following. We owe it to posterity not to destroy their inheritance, to give it back to them as it has been given by our forefathers. This is a duty that is cast upon succeeding generations at various points of time in history. Nations are not made by bricks. They are made by minds. And minds are evolved by education. If nations are to evolve, it is education that is the answer. May the good Lord shed His grace on all of us so that this noble task that has been given to this generation of ours, to preserve what our forefathers have given to us as culture of this great land, is passed on to the next generation in the same manner as it was given to us. May the good Lord shed His grace on all of us so that we can draw a leaf from the lives of noble men like Dr. Kalam or Dr. Chidambaram or all those 75 awardees who are present over here today and make our own life sublime. Thank you and God bless you all.